This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning journalist. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour just for you. You got something to say? Text me here in the studio. The number, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, we'll spend some time this hour, of course, talking about Jermell Charlo and the fact he didn't try to fight last night. I mean, what was that? I mean, I'm not talking about the guy just wanted to get paid. Yeah, the guy just wanted to get paid. I mean, he never engaged himself. He never went for it. I mean, Canelo Alvarez was disciplined the entire night. He went 12 rounds. Of course, it was a work fight. When I say a work fight, John Ryder was a work fight. A work fight is a fight that in which there are no threats and you're just getting some work. Okay, and that's what he got in the John Ryder fight, and that's what he got last night against Jermell Charlo. Of course, Charlo coming up from 154 to 168 pounds. As far as the weight essentially was concerned, he had the body to fill it out, but he never had the intestinal fortitude. He didn't have the stones. And what the stones are, you know what stones are. That is intestinal fortitude. Bottom line is he didn't have it. He didn't display it. He didn't bring it, not even once. I mean, never did he say to himself, you know what, man? I'm a bad mother ducker, because that's what he was saying. We had to edit out all his interviews. I'm a bad mother. You're not nothing. You did nothing last night. You never tried to establish yourself. You never tried to impose your will. All you tried to do was not get hurt. Shame on you, Jermell Charlo. Now, as far as Canelo Alvarez is concerned, congratulations. In my book, you won all 12 rounds. We'll talk about that and the robbery of the century. I may have to call the Los Angeles Police Department on this one. I kid you not. There was robbery so bad last night, I call it a heist. Ring Talk returns after the break.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar of the mighty talented Jerry Cortez, Mr. Tower of Power himself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are just almost 12 hours removed, of course, from last night's fight. Of course, the big fight, the fight of the year, the fight that should have been on Mexican Independence Day, but Canelo sort of pushed Mexican Independence Day up 2 weeks. You know, he could do that. He's the god of boxing as far as Mexico's concerned. There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is, last night, he was formidable as far as his performance was concerned. I mean, he went 12 rounds. He won every round in my mind. I don't think Jermell Charlo came to fight. I think that Canelo said that afterwards. And, you know, as far as his brother saying, Jermall saying, oh, he fought like a champion. Really? He really had the audacity to say that. Were you on cocaine when you said that, young man? I mean, come on, that was like he must have been on blow to say something stupid like that, because the last thing he did was fight like a champion. Now, before I praise Canelo Alvarez and before I bring on Tommy D, I do want to mention this. You have to look at the fact that he's had two work fights in a row. The John Ryder fight was a work fight. That was a 12-round fight. Ryder wasn't supposed to be much. He's like a B-minus guy type of from the UK. He fought hard because King Charles was being anointed that day, given the crown as far as being the king of the UK. So that was a special day for him. To go the distance with Canelo Alvarez was a bit of a stretch, but he did it, okay? He did it. And then, of course, last night, Jermell Charlo did it without really coming up with any offensive. He didn't try to fight. He just didn't. And people say to me, oh, you know, he couldn't. No, he could have. Okay, he could have. He could have come out. I mean, if he'd have come out and put out that mother ducker attitude that he had, you know, the mother ducker with an F, he'd have come out acting like that dude, right, instead of some Girl Scout or some sissy. I mean, that's what he fought for. Like, he fought like a girl, a guy that was afraid to get hurt, afraid to engage, okay? It was appalling. It just was. The only thing worse on the evening was the robbery that took place a little bit earlier, and, I mean, it was a robbery. I'll get into that in detail, but I'm telling you, I'm really tempted to call the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. Maybe my producer can call him a little bit later, because I have to report a robbery. I kid you not. We'll talk about that in depth as I bring in Tommy D. What's up, Tommy D.?
Hey, what's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
Pretty good. Let's talk about 12 rounds of sparring for Canelo Alvarez. That's what it was, wasn't it?
It was 12 rounds of sparring versus the Lions only. Wait, sorry. The baby cub, Jermell Charlo. Because that's what he came in as the baby cub. He didn't come in as a lion at all.
Well, you know, I sort of get suspect when guys use the the MF words and go all that kind of crazy stuff before fights, because I remember what I used to say to myself. I used to try to get close to a guy and I say something like, "I'm gonna kick your ass." I mean, but it wasn't like, "You no good, mother man." You know, we never did that loud smack talk and that kind of good stuff. But if I got close to him, like we were on the way at the way in, and I would mention things like that, I would agitate him this and that, and I would say, "Is your mom gonna be here tonight?" Stuff like that, and then make him trip. You know what I'm saying? Because I want your mom to see you get your ass whooped. Oh man. Anyway, but the bottom line is, Jermell Charlo, I thought, just didn't show up in 36 minutes. He got paid, and he made a whole lot of money. And at the end of the night, as Solo Alvarez, he looked good. But, you know, you're going to look good if you're in there with a sparring partner. Was he anything better than a sparring partner last night?
Not at all. Canelo was there to be hit. Canelo came in and said, "Let's fight." He didn't do anything special that fight. No moving. He came straight at him. You know, he backed up Charlo the entire fight. Even Charlo's corner was telling him, James was telling him, "Back him up, push him back." Nothing. He was on his back foot the entire fight. And Canelo was there to be hit, and Charlo just didn't want to engage.
And his brother said he fought like a champion afterwards. A champion from where?
Maybe a champion from last year when he won when he became undisputed, because that wasn't the same Charlo we saw last night.
Well, here's what's up. You know, when you get in the ring with somebody and you have to impose your will on them, you just have to. I mean, it isn't a matter of like, "I can think about it, I can wait a while." You have to impose your will. If you don't impose your will, it's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good. You're going to take it. You're going to get your whooped. Okay, that's just all there is to it. You have to impose your will. Charlo never looked to even try to impose his will. I mean, especially in that first round when Canelo came out and he wasn't doing any bobbing and weaving, wasn't doing trying to be some defensive whiz or anything like that. I mean, I'd have been throwing straight down the pike, right? Straight down the pike. It was there.
The first round, I think they both landed one punch each, and he was there to be hit. He did not want to engage. Canelo was there. Let's say, "Let's fight." And you came in as the challenger, meaning you got to come in and take the title from the champion. And he did nothing to show that. So I don't know what his brother was talking about. He came in as a champ.
Well, I saw some really real technical flaws, and he really did, because he threw a jab, and then he crouched down, and he threw a right hand to the body, and it didn't look mechanically correct. In other words, he's got some flaws, and he should have went out there and tried to fight like he was 6'2". Yeah, I mean, sure. If he's 6'2", I mean, give me that type of height advantage over somebody, and guess what? And some arm reach in as well, and give me the fact that he's not bobbing and weaving and doing this, acting like Pernell Whitaker, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be throwing straight down the pipe, and on occasion, you gamble and throw a hook in or an uppercut, you know what I'm saying? But you're hitting him from a distance, almost at will. And Charlo just said, "I'm not going to throw any." He didn't throw any punches. So I don't know if, maybe we should call the Las Vegas Police Department twice. Maybe we should call them for the robbery with that the Lubin guy. And
disgrace.
I mean, Erickson Lubin and Jesus Alejandro Ramos. We'll get to that in just a minute. But, I mean, I don't know. Should Jermell Charlo should he get paid? I mean, he made the Mexican fans happy. He did. They were happy. He didn't hurt their guy. He didn't cut their guy. He didn't hit their guy.
He didn't do anything. And I'm sure he got paid a good amount of money to fight. And now he's going to go back, and who knows what he's going to do. And after the fight, he had the audacity to call out Crawford.
Well, everybody wants to fight a welterweight when you're a middleweight or bigger. The bottom line is, you know, I think Mr. Charlo should take his money. Hey, what happened to Mama Charlo? Did you see her last night?
I didn't see her.
She's not making any cameo appearances anymore. You know, there used to be a guy named Frank the Animal Fletcher out of Philadelphia, and he had his mother, and his mother was crazy, and I think she drank as well, right? But she used to do all kinds of scenes ringside, all kinds of crazy stuff. I thought that Mama Charlo was going to be the next Mama Fletcher, and I haven't seen her in a while.
They did show his brother in the stands, and his brother's posing and flexing instead of, you know, cheering his brother on or, you know, getting angry at his brother or anything, and he was just like relaxed, cheering, posing, and...
Man,
that's another guy.
He's been off like better than 2 years. 2 years, I think, in June. But guys are coming to get paid now. This is the Floyd Mayweather era, and he just is. I mean, Devin Haney now is going to move up to 140 pounds to take on Regis Progress. He's going to put that fight on pay-per-view. I mean, Devin Haney pulled off the – I mean, when he got conned in that Kambosos thing, Kambosos was an average fighter, we find out. I mean, just average fighter. I called him a bum yesterday, but he's an average fighter. Bit of a journeyman type, maybe a little bit better. But the bottom line is – he wasn't much. So he went down there and he got conned into that. He came back. He had the close call with Vasyl Lomachenko, in which I thought he lost by a couple of points, clearly lost by a couple of points. So people thought he won by a couple of points, so they gave him the fight. But the bottom line is he moves up to 140 now and takes on Regis Progress here in San Francisco. And they're putting this on pay-per-view. I mean, you want to make people steal signals? I mean, you think people were stealing signals last night? I mean, as far as, like, this fight's on this channel and this fight's on that channel and this here and that. I mean, come on, man. There were more people circulating around me last night stealing the fight than there were buying it. They weren't my – no. I wasn't involved with this, but I could see what was going on because they kept telling me what the guy says to me. He says, man, I'm having a problem with my feed. I said, why are you talking to me? He said, I don't know. I'm having a problem. I said, what kind of feed are you talking about? He goes, I just got this feed on the internet while I'm watching the fight. I said, just shut up and watch it. Don't write to me.
If you paid for that fight, you was very disappointed. That the whole card was not entertaining at all.
Okay, let's talk. We're going to go to a late break here, so stick around just a couple more minutes. 26-2, Eric Lubin, of course. He got stopped the two times. He lost 18 KOs, and he took on Jesus Alejandro Ramos, and his scores were 117-111. That's 9-3 in rounds. 116-112. That's 8-4 in rounds, and then 115-113. That's 7-5 in rounds. All for Mr. Lubin, who never won a round convincingly. In my mind, I watched the entire fight. He never won a round convincingly. He might have won a round, might have snuck in a round, but he didn't win one round convincingly. Like, whoa, he's back in the fight. Never.
Never. And you know what's crazy? I thought the last three rounds he may have won, but convincingly no, because I think Ramos, you know, let his foot off the gas.
Well, the Las Vegas police aren't picking up the – here's what's up. The Las Vegas police don't want to hear from me. My producer's trying to get on the phone with him. They want to do any radio. Say radio? Say what? No, they don't want to do any radio. But shouldn't have told them we were doing radio. But I guess you have to if you're calling the cops, you know what I mean? But the bottom line is the cops, the Las Vegas Metro cops, just backed out of an appearance here on WBC TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, on the robbery last night. And it was a robbery. I've never seen a heist like that. I have – you know what? I haven't seen a heist like that, and it's a heist more than a robbery, in a long, long, long time. My mind doesn't go back to where I've seen something more unjust.
Yeah, it was so bad because that 117-111, that was made it terrible. They didn't even make it look like, you know, it was a close fight.
That was Patricia Jarman. Patricia is a veteran judge. I think we went to China one time together, but she's a veteran judge out of Las Vegas, Nevada. She's connected down there with business and this and that. So she used to get a whole lot of big gigs. But, you know, she's not a very good judge. Anybody that came up, I mean, here's what's up. Maybe she had a 117-111 for the other dude. You know what I'm saying? And she made a mistake. Maybe all three of these. Now, Tommy, the only legitimate answer to all this is all three of those judges scored for the wrong guy. In other words, they were confused.
Yeah, that's the only explanation I could deal with at this point.
Well, the bottom line is, I just don't know how to put it. And the kid out, and Ramos, as he left the ring, he showed a little bit of class and this and that. I don't know if I'd have left the ring in class last night. I think I'd have left the ring. They'd have known I was upset. Believe me. I get a little bit emotional. Especially after he – listen, he should have got the penthouse, right? Instead, he got the shaft. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You think you won the fight?
Yeah, but I'm good with a draw.
Why?
Because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
The maniacal one, Mike Tyson. You know, it's sort of cool. When he got out of jail, I had Mike Tyson's, I had Don King's Las Vegas telephone number. In fact, I think it's still the same. If he still got the place in Vegas, it's like 702-893-29, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but the bottom line is, it was this cool hotline, and I would call Mike Tyson when he got out of jail. We spent some time on the phone. And then one day, Don King picks up the phone and starts screaming at him, Pedro! Boom, that was the end of that. And he sort of disconnected our little bit of relationship there. But the bottom line is, Mike Tyson, of course, people say to me, you know, he was the ultimate thug, but he's become the ultimate gentleman now for the most part, except for that guy that kicked his seat and got his ass whooped on that flight from San Francisco to L.A. about 3 or 4 months ago. Outside of that guy, I mean, he's like humble pie. He just is. And I think he's made a bit of a metamorphosis, I think, for a good thing. Bottom line, he's got a nice wife. She's a doctor. Of course, they had a child that died a few years ago when she got strangled on Mike Tyson's jogging machine. So that must be something that's going to live with him for the rest of his life. But the bottom line is, he has definitely turned his life around. I'm not trying to say he's a Jehovah Witness or down there on the corner passing out those leaflets. And he hasn't gone to that extreme, but he really has straightened out his life. More power to him. I'm talking about Mike Tyson. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. You know, Mr. Lubin's claim to fame was getting knocked out in one round by Jermell Charlo, and I think he lost to Sebastian Fedora, the glass-jawed 6'5", 154-pound champion that got stopped by Brian Mendoza, I think, a while back. You there?
Yeah.
I lose you, Tommy?
Okay. No, I'm here. Yeah, he got stopped by Lubin. That was his first title shot. In the first round, got caught with a nasty uppercut. And then Fedora, he was game against Fedora. He knocked Fedora down in that fight, but then Fedora came out and stopped him. You know, TKO stoppage. His face was a mess after that fight.
Okay.
But he fight last night. He was talking about he's not a gatekeeper. He sure looked like a gatekeeper last night, but gave him the victory.
Yordi Ugas, the Cuban lad, 27-6 now, 12 KOs. That's how much of a punch, won by way of Cuba. And San Antonio's Mario Barrales, 28-2, 18 KOs. They went for the WBC interim welterweight title in a fight that saw the San Antonio fighter score two knockdowns and route to a unanimous decision win. Ugas sort of been past his peak for a while, isn't he? I mean, I always told you those Cuban guys lie about their age.
Yeah, he's pretty much done. His eye is damaged. It's the same eye that got damaged against Spence, where he fractured the orbital bone. And, you know, I think he's got to call it a career. I'm surprised that they let the fight go on after the 11th round. You know, he couldn't see out of that eye, and the eye looked very bad. And he was just there to survive in those last two rounds. You know, I think he's past his peak.
Okay. Here's a big question before I let you go. How can boxing sell Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk as a heavyweight title fight after Usyk's performance against Dubois when he went down from that little bit shot, we call it just like that. And then, of course, and then you've got Tyson Fury fighting Francis Ngannou before that, and that's going to be some 10-round fight, and this and then the other guy can punch this. And then, I mean, doesn't it sound like something's like there's a fix involved here or something like that? I mean, it sounds criminal to me to promote one show with one guy involved, and then you promote another show with him involved, and he hasn't been won or been knocked out the first time. Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I think, you know, everybody wants to see Undisputed. I think that's what they're going to sell it as. The Undisputed fight, Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. You know, that means you're the creme, la creme, right? You know, like you're the top guy, number one. We haven't had an Undisputed heavyweight champion in I don't know how many years.
But so do we really need one if it boils down to this? If it boils down to putting punk-ass Oleg Usyk in there, okay? Come on, man. That guy, listen, him and Jose Luban, was that his name? The referee, bottom line is?
Referee from Puerto Rico, yeah.
Yeah, the guy from Puerto Rico. I mean, those two guys got together, man. And I don't know if they have a thing together or something like that, or they know each other or something like that. But that looked very, very, very suspicious. And you know what? All kinds of suspicious stuff is coming out of Vegas. We had the Tony Weeks stoppage. Was it the Raleigh Romero fight? Was that that one?
Romero fight, yeah, when they stopped it.
Then we had another controversial call a couple weeks ago. I can't remember right now in Vegas. And then last night we have this bad decision, this heist. I mean, it was a heist. And we called the Las Vegas Police Department, and they said they don't want to hear about boxing robberies.
Yeah,
that's what they just told. That's what they told my producer. Says, "Hey, my host wants to talk about boxing robberies. We don't want to talk about it." Click, and they hung up the phone. So I guess the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department knows that guy got screwed last night too.
Yeah, it was obvious. It was pretty shameful to give that guy that victory, Lubin.
Okay,
but as far as the heavyweight championship is concerned, it's really nobody else. Is you know, what are the heavyweights you want to see in there with Fury? And how do we know what Fury's going to look like after Ngannou, right?
Well, here's what's up. And Mauricio Sulaiman came on the show last week, the world, the honored WBC WBC president, and said that if Fury were to lose, his title wouldn't be on the line. And in the history of boxing, that's like throwing water into a fan, because I was always told if the linear world heavyweight champion gets knocked out in an exhibition, he loses.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think that's a red flag right there? Don't you think that that's a sign that, you know, they'll do anything to make sure Fury comes out victorious in that fight?
You know what? Here's what's up. You can't guarantee it, though, because the other guy can punch. And the other guy's got two hands, and he's going to try to come forward. I'm telling you, I think he will make an effort to come forward. If he can come forward and impose, it's gonna boil down to this. Who imposes their will? Just like any other boxing match. Who imposes their will? Can Tyson Fury go out there and with his ass bigger than his shoulders and do that thing and work his jab and this kind of stuff? Or can Ngannou get close enough to land that 10-inch right hand?
Yeah, and I think Francis is coming in, not like the way Charlo came in against Canelo. I think he's coming in there trying to win, and he's going to try to go in there wanting to land that left hook.
You know, I think there's a lot of pressure on him coming from the MMA world. He wants to do real well. He wants to present himself well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just wants to. He doesn't want to look like some freak. He doesn't want to get drilled early in this and that. And he's got Mike Tyson working with him promotionally, I'm told, but not training-wise. Is that a rumor, or is Mike Tyson training him, or is Mike Tyson, like, smoking weed in the same room?
I think he's training him. I think he's showing him some skills, and he, you know, he's showing him, you know, how to come up and, you know, and hit him with the left hook. You know, as a shorter guy, you know, Tyson was a shorter guy in most of his fights, you know, fighting a taller Fury. So I do believe, you know, they've been working.
Okay, Tommy D, time to put you on the spot here right now. Have you ever had a Mike Tyson or a Vander Holyfield ear gummy?
No.
You know what they are, right? They're marijuana gummies. I kid you not. They're selling them. Tyson and Holyfield, you're laughing, but they're selling ears. There's a little bite taken out of the ear. You know what I'm saying? But they're selling some piece of candy called an ear, and there's a little bite taken out of it. But you get high on that, and they're making big money on it. Not too many people are making money in weed anymore, but Tyson and Holyfield, evidently they got their own little niche.
That's phenomenal if that's your thing, right?
Well, you know, they're making money and they're not hurting anybody. They're not promoting alcohol.
No, that's true.
They're not promoting alcohol. I'm going to tell you like this, man. Both my grandfathers were alcoholics. One of them committed suicide. So what I'm trying to do, alcohol is like the white man's poison. And I remember when the Indians used to say that, and then my father said that. And why did my father say that? Because he was an alcoholic. So, all right. Boxing Week is about to come to a close as far as you're concerned. Anything stand out for you as far as last night's fights were concerned that we didn't talk about?
No, I mean, Eric, Elijah Garcia looked good. You know, he had a nice, entertaining fight last night. He looked good. I look forward to see what he can do at the 160-pound division. But other than that, you know, Barrios, you know, got a good win, you know, kind of a name win. I don't know where he goes from there because, you know, he hasn't really beaten anybody else, and he's lost to two named fighters, but you know, I want to see what Charlo fights next. I mean, Canelo fights next.
Well, here's what's up. He will not be taking on myself, you, or Bailey Peck. He's decided he's not going to take on any of those three challenges. But straight up, I thank you for your time. We'll talk next week, Tommy D. All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. We'll spend some time after the break, I think, with the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. Straight up, this is Ring Talk coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, and WBC TV.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it from the city by the bay to, of course, the City of Angels. I'm bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you this morning, sir? Godfather, you there? We lose Larry? Okay, try to call him. We'll hold on just for a second. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. October 7th, Zerto Ramirez comes back against Joe Smith Jr. Of course, Joe Smith can fight a bit. That's going to go down on the zone. Those guys will be fighting at cruiserweight. October the 7th, of course, we've got Lee Wood and Josh Warrington going for the WBA featherweight title. October 14th. Now I'm going to have a problem with this guy's name. Please, 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 please. Anyway, October 14th, ESPN Plus. Janibek Alakamanuli. That was pretty close. Versus Vincenzo Jula, whatever. And the bottom line is they're going to hook it up for the WBO and IBF middleweight titles. That's going to go down October the 14th. Of course, Jermall Charlo was the WBC 160-pound champion. Of course, they've vacated that title to an extent. He's had injuries, his personal problems, and this and that. Let's go back to the phone lines and bring in the retired HBO godfather. Larry Merchant, how are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good. A beautiful day down here. And, maybe a not-so-beautiful fight last night, but a decisive one.
Yeah, but I got to ask you this. Having been a fighter myself, it's all about imposing your will. You've got to try to impose your will. You have to gamble in order to try to win. Mr. Charlo never gambled, not even slightly, last night.
Well, I think he felt overpowered. Canelo was in brilliant shape.
Yeah, he was.
And he looked like he could have been 25 again.
He looked like he could have won 25 rounds.
Yeah, he was, one of the amazing things about Canelo, like other great fighters, is that even as they got older, they worked harder to maintain their championships or their stature, and Canelo did both. He outboxed, he outpunched, and he just dominated.
I'm going to go back to it. If you want to win a fight, you have to go out there and throw punches that have bad intentions on them. If you don't throw punches with bad intentions, it's sort of like it's obvious you're not there to win. Do you feel me on that one, Larry?
Well, he may have thought he was there to win by dancing around in the early rounds and maybe something happening later, but then he got hurt
in the fourth.
Bad enough, and he decided to keep dancing.
Godfather Larry Merchant, that was a good one. He decided to keep dancing. That's a good move, no doubt about that. Now, that being said, Canelo has had... Oh, and I'm going to use this word, two work fights in a row. The fight with John Ryder was 12 rounds of work. He was never threatened. Last night he went 12 rounds. He was never threatened. So that's 24 rounds of work fights in a row. How about David Benavidez?
Well, I'm like everyone else. I'd like to see him take Benavidez on. Powerful enough as the biggest gate attraction in boxing to determine his own path, and I don't know whether or not that will happen soon.
But Larry, the guy's been the number one contender at that weight for 2.5 years. He was a former champion who lost the title on the scale because of weight. Then they gave the title to Canelo. That was over 2 years ago. I mean, you don't think that in 2 years a guy deserves another shot at his own title?
I'm saying he deserves it, but Canelo is in a place where he's put on enough good and great fights for a decade, and he can call the shots. I don't know why that fight hasn't been made. Maybe they think that Benavidez is not popular enough to make a big event.
Well, he's Mike Tyson's choice. Is probably one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Mike knows a little bit about boxing. Mike Tyson's been training this Francis Ngannou guy for this clash with Tyson Fury in this match going to go down in Saudi Arabia. I think it was October 30th, something like that. And at the same time, they're promoting Oleg Usyk and Tyson Fury for the World Heavyweight Championship a couple of months later. Larry, that reeks of some type of fix or something like that. I've never heard him advertise a fight before the fight that's supposed to take place has taken place. I mean, we've talked about maybe this will happen, but they've never signed it before.
Look, things happen in boxing today with everybody going their own ways. Mm-hmm. I don't know why the boxing organizations haven't dictated if that fight should happen. Maybe it's because they're making
money,
a few bucks off of those big fights that
aren't so big.
A rare fighter comes along and can make.
Okay, well, out there. Now, Canelo Alvarez, of course, we've seen most of the Mexican greats. I go back to the era of Ruben Olivares and before that. Can he make a claim to being the best Mexican fighter ever? And does it boil down to him and Chavez?
Well, given his weight class, he could beat all those other guys. if you're doing pound for pound, I really don't know. That's just speculation and so forth. But if he wants to make that claim, somebody has to go out there and disclaim it.
Okay.
Look. What I saw in him last night was refreshing in a way. He was fighting a guy that if he wasn't on top of his game or as on top of his game as he could be at this stage of his career, Charlo could have danced to a title. So I give him all high marks for still wanting it and getting after it and training for it. Whether he's better than all those other guys, I don't know.
Okay.
But being in a bigger weight class, he could beat them all.
Okay, Larry Merchant is going to be a big fight here in San Francisco, the city by the bay, the city by the gay in some people's mind. Bottom line is Devin Haney is going to step up to 140 pounds to take on Rageous Progress. And the fight will be here at the Chase Center here in San Francisco, the brand new arena. It's been here a couple of years. But they're going to put it on pay-per-view. Neither of these guys have done pay-per-view before. I don't think it's sold any homes. Why? I mean, it's a money thing, but this one makes no sense.
I don't know. That's above my pay scale. It has to do with what they think they can make at the box office. And whether they can add some money on it by pay-per-view simply because people are curious.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you, certainly, that it's not a pay-per-view event and they're not going to get my 80 or 90 bucks.
No, and when they do, what they do is when they put on these events and they're bogus pay-per-view events, they just make more people steal events. I mean, Larry, I mean, they just make people want to steal more because you're going after them. People feel taken advantage of. I mean, that Dana White goes after him for $100 a month. But if you get a boxing card here and there, your boxing bill at the end of the year could end up being about $600 or $700 just for boxing alone.
Well, you know, I'm guessing that none of the networks were willing to pay any serious money for that fight.
Exactly.
So they had to go their own way. And maybe it turns out to be a real fight.
I saw your guy Jim Lampley was on your broadcast partner Jim Lampley was on TV last night. On the internet last night, talking about Canelo being the greatest fighter of all time. It was good to see Jim. His voice sounds great. What's he doing?
Jim, he's an instructor in television journalism at the University of North Carolina, as far as I know.
Wow.
And taking a few gigs like this from time to time.
Were those guys Tar Heels?
Yep.
Yeah, I got it right. North.
That's where he was an undergraduate when he got people's attention when ABC put him on the air when he was 20 years old. And that's how his great career started.
Okay, good enough. So what do you and the Godmama got planned for this week? Anything special? You guys going out, like, you know, taking in a show, something like that?
No, we have our kids coming over today. And probably next weekend because it's supposed to be 80 to 90 degrees. I have a few friends I'm meeting up with for lunches and so on.
You know, I'll leave you with this. I was at an event yesterday and before the fights, and I told this guy, I said to him, I said, global warming. I said, you know, this is why the weather's going crazy. This, and he said, no, Pedro. He goes, it's been this way all our lives. I said to him, I said, this was the hottest July and the hottest September in history. I mean, as far as history is concerned. And you know what he said to me, Larry? Not around here. That's how people take on climate change. Not around here. What do you say to an idiot like that?
There was 8 inches of rain in New York yesterday, or 2 days ago.
In the summertime.
Yeah. And the airports were flooded. The subways were flooded. The streets were flooded. That ain't normal to me.
I guess I've had problems catching a cab. I won't go into that, but I had some problems catching a cab in New York City a couple times. But I guess you couldn't catch any cabs if the streets were flooded.
No, but if you're a good swimmer, I guess it was okay.
No, or you got a rowboat in the Bronx. Bottom line is, I wish you have a great week. Kiss the God Mama for me. I hope you guys both have a great week with the kids and this and that. I'm glad you enjoyed last night's fight to an extent, and I look forward to talking to you next week, sir. I wish you all the best. Have a great week, Godfather.
And you too, Pedro.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merch. Of course, we feel honored each and every time the retired HBO Godfather blesses me with his presence, us with his presence. I mean, I can't say enough. Bottom line is, he's 92 years old and still kicking ass. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I have one more poem
about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of low and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem, and I'm going to close with this. I love your show, and I like your style, but your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
From the greatest to the soul side of town, Tower of Power, Muhammad Ali, of course, talking about getting paid. He liked to get paid, and we went places, of course. They would give us envelopes. I mean, it was sort of cool. One time we counted up $400,000. We did a fight card in Macau. And in Hong Kong, they gave me the job of counting $400,000 in $20 bills. And guess how much I got for it? Impeccable one, $4,000. That's right. Hey, you know, come up with a round figure. And then $4,000 sounded pretty good. I think it took me about 3 or 4 hours. But the bottom line is I counted 440 grand, I think, exactly in $20 bills. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. After the biased news at the top of the hour, which I suggest you not listen to if you're part of the radio broadcast, we will bring back hour number two. Of course, I'll spend some time with the people that run the National Boxing Hall of Fame. We'll spend some time with them. They got a big date coming up October 14th. They call it 15 Rounds. Remember, all kinds of great stars will show up. That'll be in Commerce, California. I believe it's Stephen's Steakhouse. Of course, I was at Stephen's Steakhouse about a year and a half ago for a concert. The place rocked, and the food was even better. I mean, better than the entertainment, because Vicky Carr, I think, was the entertainer. But the bottom line is the entertainment was good. The food was even better. And, of course, they're going to do this October the 14th at the Stephen's Steakhouse in Commerce, California. We'll talk about that in hour number two with representatives of the National Boxing Hall of Fame. We'll also spend some time with Barry on Boxing. We'll bring on Barry. Of course, Barry will come in and talk. Barry's got a different look on the world of boxing, and I love that. In fact, I don't want a guy that thinks just like me. I don't want a guy that, hey, okay, Pedro, everything's cool. No. I want a guy that's going to be like almost opposite. So we do the opposite thing. Me and Barry will do that at 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, the Cuban heavyweight sensation. Is he a sensation? He's 23 and zip. Now, of course, living in Miami. Don't all Cubans live in Miami that leave Cuba? Anyway, bottom line is the Cuban Flash, Frank Sanchez, now 23 and zip, 16 KOs. Of course, he took out a rough but outmatched Scott Alexander, 17-6, two draws and nine KOs. Of course, that was over four rounds. But the bottom line is a TKO win for him. Of course, he gets to move on to bigger and better things. We'll see if that guy's got it. But the bottom line is Cuban heavyweights, you know, Teofilo Stevenson, you think about him. Of course, he was the greatest heavyweight to ever come out of the island, without a doubt. But he was a bad drunk, and he died early because of alcoholic reasons. I can go on and on. This booze thing is booze is bad news. Bottom line is this is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two of Ring Talk forthcoming. After the biased news, if you happen to listen to the radio end of this, please don't turn it down for 6 minutes. If you're watching the TV end of this, we'll be back in 6 minutes on WBC TV. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will kick some ass. Stay tuned after the news.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. About 3 hours before a midnight deadline, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan bill Saturday night to keep the government funded for 45 days on a vote of 88-9, just before a government shutdown was to go into effect. The bill, which funds the government through November 17th, was signed into law by President Biden late Saturday night as well. No Democratic senators voted against the measure, with all nine no votes from Republicans. Noticeably absent from the bill, however, is funding for Ukraine that was sought by Democrats but opposed by many Republicans. The measure does include spending for disaster relief to the tune of an extra $16 billion. This weekend, the country is looking back on the life of California Democrat and government trailblazer Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this week at the age of 90.
The oldest serving senator, Feinstein had served in the Senate for 30 years, being first elected to the position in the early 1990s. Feinstein had suffered from frail health for the last few months. California Governor Gavin Newsom will appoint someone to temporarily fill the seat until the upcoming primaries in March. I'm Corey Myers.
This week, Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it.
Agents and prosecutors across the Justice Department and across the country are working tirelessly to prosecute those who flood our communities with deadly drugs.
Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers now. Individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent tour. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy?
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
In a major breakthrough, an arrest has been made 27 years after the murder of Tupac Shakur.
In a significant development, Las Vegas police have made an arrest in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keefe D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested Friday morning. It follows a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Tupac involved in a fight with Davis outside the Mike Tyson fight, which eventually led Davis to allegedly get the gun that was used to kill Shakur at that intersection. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and the Toy Story universe will be taking in an NFL game for the first time. Today's game between the Atlanta Falcons and the Jacksonville Jaguars at London's Wembley Stadium will be contested inside of Andy's room as part of an alternate telecast. The telecast will be entirely animated with the players' movements in sync with what is happening in real time on the field. That's done through player tracking data enabled by the NFL's next-gen stats system and Beyond Sports. The Toy Story Fun Day football telecast will be streamed on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. ESPN Plus also has the main broadcast. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Pedro's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? You're the average fight fan. You bought the pay-per-view last night, or did you? $90 last night. Was it worth it? You tell me. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You call the studio, let me know. You can get on the air. Bottom line is, I give you the one opportunity right now. In this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, is hour number two, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Of course, each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going and going. But the bottom line is, we're rocking and rolling, of course, live on Twitch.tv and WBC TV as far as our live stream's concerned. And people ask me, what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter? Well, I'm not into Twitter much, but I got a good Twitter handle. It's not Average Pedro. If you want to text me or tweet me, you can. Not Average Pedro. That is my Twitter handle. Straight up, last night, Canelo Alvarez, of course, in command the entire way against Jermell Charlo. That was pretty much expected. I mean, when you get a guy moving up 14 pounds and he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude of a garden snail, it's probably going to be a bit of a boring fire, a one-sided fight. That's what it was last night, a sparring session, a 12-round work fight for Canelo Alvarez. Give him props. He won all 12 rounds. Give Charlo props. He made a lot of money. Outside of that, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk with the Boxing Hall of Fame this hour, and we'll bring some time, spend some time with Barry on boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You all looking so damn scared. Act like you're going to funeral. I'm the one fighting. George Floyd. You've been bleeding all the stuff you've been reading. By how hard he hits. George Foreman, not Dr. Joe Frazier. He'll destroy the kid. The hell with George Foreman. When you get out here, if you're afraid, just smile. Just act like you're happy. I'm not going to win the fight if I went out thinking like you. Damn George Foreman.
What can I say? Of course, he was walking to the ring. That was part of the movie The Greatest. Of course, that was probably Ali's greatest. I take that back. Muhammad Ali, Brain, Skill, and Guts was probably the greatest movie ever put forth on the man, of course, was born in 1942, Louisville, Kentucky, as Cassius Clay. Of course, changed his name in 1964 to the chagrin of many, to Muhammad Ali. And from that point forward, has been an icon both in the world of sports and the world at large. Probably the most recognizable face of the past 25 or 30 years, maybe the past 50 years. The most prolific orator of the 20th century at one point in time until boxing and the residual effects of professional boxing and Parkinson's disease. But I'll say it again, the residual effects of professional boxing slowed Muhammad Ali's speech down to the point where said sometimes he was inaudible. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I said we'll bring in the Hall of Fame group that'll go down in about 10 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, they've got an event going October the 14th. People are going to be there like Zach Padilla, all kinds of different world champions. But the guy that scares me is Zach Padilla. Let me tell you a little bit about Zach Padilla. I won 2 Golden Glove championships, and I was kicking ass around here. I smoked people. I smoked a couple people. So anyway, I'm stepping into the open class, which is the 3-minute around amateur fights. Before you go in 2 minutes, so, you know, start off when you were a kid, like 60-second rounds. But the bottom line is you win 2 minute rounds and you won the juniors or a special senior match. You had to move up to the open division. So I move up the open division and they tell me you're going to do the silver puff, silver glove, something like that. Something going down there. Diamond cup, diamond belt up there in Reno, Nevada. I say, okay, well, so we're training this and that. And then we find out that Zach Padilla is going to be in the tournament. So I looked up some film on Zach Padilla. Somebody shot me some VHS film back in the day. And I said to myself, this like the guy's like the Tasmanian devil with boxing skills. I mean, nobody's going to beat this guy, especially not me at my green point. I've only had, what, 18 or 25, so I'm not going to beat him right now. No way. So anyway, I pulled out of the tournament. I was smart. I pulled out of the tournament. And he went out there, and he smoked everybody. Why he didn't end up the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, winning the entire thing, going around the country, going around the world and winning it, I have no idea, because he was the best 139-pounder I ever saw, and I fought at junior welterweight. Straight up, let's go to last night's fights. Horse Canelo Alvarez now 60-2, a couple of draws, 39 KOs. Takes on a guy that stepped up two weight classes but didn't step up the fight. I'm talking about Jermell Charlo, now 35-2, one draw and 19 KOs. He stunk to join out. The Mexicans loved it because he didn't fight hard, and because it was, you know, my guy's winning. As long as my guy's winning, we don't care. Hey, another Modelo. Give me another Modelo. I don't care. Bottom line is, Canelo had no resistance last night. There was no, I mean, it was like, he just went out and did his thing, and he didn't overdo it, because he realized the guy wasn't fighting much. I think there were a couple of times when Canelo could have stepped in and took care of business and probably finished him off, but he just didn't want to. He seemed content to go a 12-round dance, and that's what it was, a 12-round dance. From my mind, Jermell Charlo had the height, the reach. He had a lot of physical attributes, and he didn't bring him with him into the ring. He just didn't. I mean, all that intestinal fortitude he talked about, those big stones, those big balls, he must have left them in the dressing room, because he showed up like with the intestinal fortitude. He showed up with the nuts of a hamster. I mean, come on, man. You need microscopes like Barry Bonds after them steroids. I mean, no nuts whatsoever. Come on. You got to be kidding me. And at the end of the day, he said, and his brother said, that he fought like a champion. Yeah, I like that. They're putting that disclaimer up across the bottom of the WBC TV screen. Every time I get off the wall, they put up that WBC. Hey, we're not responsible for what he says. Yeah, who cares? Bottom line is, I'm wearing my Lock 'em Up t-shirt, too. You know I'm talking about locking them up, right? The former president of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump. So now that we've got that together, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the fight is set, I believe, for May the 5th or around there. I'm talking about David Benavidez. David Benavidez being the monster, the guy that Mike Tyson, I think, is the best super middleweight in the entire world by far. I mean, he ain't even close. I mean, not even close. They call him the monster. He is the monster. He is the 168-pound monster. Of course, he's the guy that Canelo, at one point in time, he was the number one contender to Canelo's crown. And then something happened. I think he was a WBC champion at 168. Then he got caught in some cocaine issues off schedule. Got caught in an off schedule drug testing. Got caught partying. And then, of course, he has some issues where he didn't make weight for one of the fights that was involved in the pandemic. Couldn't sweat the weight off. Blah, 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 blah. He lost the title. Canelo picked up the title. That was over 2 years ago. And Canelo doesn't even want to talk about the guy. He said, I'll fight the effing guy last night. Something like that. And listen, Canelo, here's what's up, bro. I appreciate you learning English. I think it's great. If Roberto Duran would have learned English, man, that would have been the stuff. I mean, Roberto could really put it to you. But the bottom line is, I love the fact that you're speaking English and you're stepping out, you're doing different things, you're hanging out with Steph Curry, all that kind of good stuff. That's all good, man. But the bottom line is, David Benavidez is the guy you should be fighting. I mean, for 2.5 years, you've ducked him. I don't know, there's no other way to put it. I mean, they call Donald Trump Donald Duck because he didn't want to go to the debates. I'm calling you Donald Duck because you haven't wanted to fight David Benavidez. I mean, Benavidez is the guy. I mean, there's nobody making more noise. There's nobody making a bigger statement. There's nobody saying, hey, here I am at 168 pounds than David Benavidez. And yet, Canelo Alvarez seems to be in another world. I mean, does he smoke a lot of weed or what? Just smoke weed and forget about it? Because the bottom line is, he just seems to want to forget about David Benavidez. But that is the fight. Of course, Benavidez is going to fight Demetrius Andrade before the year ends. Of course, Andrade, an undefeated runner, I think, comes to us out of Massachusetts, former WBO champion at 154, former WBO champion at 160, and I think he might even have a title at 168 with the WBO. Get this. The guy never fought anybody for a championship. He won vacant championships. In other words, he never had to fight for it. In other words, they put him in against a guy that was inferior, and he was going to win the championship. It's a vacant title to win it. So he won three vacant championships. I don't know if you can win three vacant championships and call yourself a good fighter. But anyway, Demetrius Andrade talks a good game. Can he fight a good game? I guess we're going to find out when he hooks it up with David Benavidez. But I think he doesn't last a round with Benavidez. And unfortunately, Benavidez is going to mow this guy down to the point where he should be arrested for domestic violence afterwards. And that will scare Canelo even more. Canelo will say, you know what? I made up my mind. I'm fighting Brett. I'm fighting Bailey Peck next. That's just the way it is. I signed the contract. I don't want to hear no more about it. I am the greatest Mexican of all time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, man, what have you done for me lately? I mean, seriously, the Mexican fans were happy last night because you danced 12 rounds with a guy that came to dance with you. What did Larry Merchant say? He came to run, didn't come to fight, okay? So there you have that. Then the fight before that, you fought the Englishman. I don't want to call him a hapless Englishman, but he was limited in the talent department. Let's talk about John Ryder. Of course, John Ryder goes 12 rounds with you, and that's no claim to fame there except for John Ryder. Before that, the B-ball fight. I mean, come on, man. We haven't looked good in a long time. Last night, you looked good, but the other guy wasn't fighting back. I mean, I could look good, too, if you want to put me in the ring and handcuff the other guy, because basically that's what it was last night. I mean, Jermell Charlo wasn't physically handcuffed, he was psychologically handcuffed. And you see it in a lot of boxing matches where guys are just scared to throw. I mean, the Lubin guy last night, so he was scared to throw. I mean, when you're scared to throw and you're just there, well, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to gamble this and that. Let me keep my defense up. And as for the gloves that he chose, how about Jermell Charlo's gloves? I mean, he's a underweight guy coming up to fight a bigger guy, and he chose puffy gloves where Canelo fought with some nice little compact gloves that were custom made for him. Bottom line is the Charlo people weren't thinking at all. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, they call him the trainer of the year, the guy down there in Dallas, Texas, of course, didn't he train Earl Spence too? Yeah, we saw how that worked out. Speaking of Earl Spence, evidently him and Terrence Crawford have signed a rematch somewhere in December. December 7th, I think that's the day that will live in infamy, because that was the day that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. It was sort of like the day that Earl Spence gets removed from the planet as a breathing specimen. Because the bottom line was that last fight, he wasn't there. The body of Earl Spence was there. The mind of Earl Spence wasn't there. The brain of Earl Spence wasn't there. Poor Earl Spence, he left that fight on the side of a road one time when he flipped out of that car at 115 miles an hour. Now, people say to me, oh, Pedro, he had a couple fights after that. He never had any fights that were challenging. In other words, he never had anybody that was going to challenge him, and the other guys sort of accepted the fact they were there to lose, okay? Once he came across a guy that was willing to try to win and wanted to win desperately in Terrence Crawford, he got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? Now, they want to do this again? I mean, that would be sort of like if I stepped out here in front of a bus on Broadway, right, and got run over one time, right, would I want to do it again? I mean, if I was Earl, I'm Earl Spence. Would I want to do it again? Hell no. But he wants to do it for the money. And I get the money. You got this lavish lifestyle, that kind of good stuff. Look, man, you probably made enough money from the first fight to live for the rest of your life handsomely. Okay? You keep fighting like you are. I think you are a candidate for CT. If you haven't got it already, I think you will have it without a doubt. And it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, we talked about this before. I even think about it. I had 52 amateur fights. I think about chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I mean, people don't, but I do. Every once in a while, I'll say something stupid or do something wrong. I say to myself, oh, no, is boxing damage? Is it damage from boxing coming in? Because I boxed for about 14 years off and on. Okay, off and on, off and on. And, but the bottom line is, you know, I took a couple shots. Didn't take that many shots in the ring. Didn't take that many shots in the gym. That was my sort of thing. I didn't like getting beat up. I wasn't about to get beat up. So I tried to kick all the ass I could in the gym and kick all the ass I could in the ring. I wasn't there to learn anything. I was there to win. Bottom line is I was there to win. Of course, I won 4 Golden Glove championships, was ranked number 13 in the country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of the day, when I retired, I said to myself, you know, it was a good run. I got hurt a couple times and fell through a roof, things like that. Got hurt a couple times. But the bottom line is it was a good run. And at the end of the day, you got to give yourself props for having such a great thing going on. Let's go to a break. We'll bring back the Hall of Fame people right after this. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so,
Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When you say those things with the violence behind them, I mean, that sense of intimidation. Do you do that by design? I mean, clearly, there's no question, Mike, you guys come into the ring and they are scared to death.
You only scare people from hitting them. You don't scare them from just looking at them and mocking them down and tracking them. I mean, you have to hit them. That's when they come intimidated. They're not intimidated. Once they get hit, then they become intimidated.
Ain't that the truth? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it from the city by the bay to Comrade. Take it back, Southern California, bringing, of course, the people that run the North American Boxing Hall of Fame. I'll talk about Bill and Linda Dempsey. And who do we have on the line?
Well, you got Bill Dempsey Young here.
Okay.
Pedro, do you see me?
Yeah, I'm not seeing you right now. I don't know if they're trying to hook this up or not, but... Let's talk.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk. Let's talk about the 14th. Okay, what is the 14th? Explain it to my listeners.
Okay, we're having an event. This isn't a Hall of Fame event that we're having.
No, I know but you're having a special event. We'll call like an afternoon with champions.
We call it the 15 rounds
down memory lane.
Down memory lane. We're tracing our heritage in the boxing world out here in the Southern California, back to where we started the gatherings for our boxing community. And it started with the Cauliflower Club,
mm-hmm.
and it was a mix of the professional wrestlers and the professional boxers.
Okay, so how did... So let me cut you off real quick. How did the Godfather Don Frazier get involved? He was my man. He gave me a job doing television. I shot him a film of me. It was like a 30-second film, and he said, "You're hired."
Well, that's Don. He knows what he wants, and he knows when he sees it. Don came on board towards probably in about the middle of the journey of the clubs that we belong to. It all goes back to the same club.
Don was
Don was with the Cauliflower organization. So Don, eventually, he became president of the Golden State Boxers Association, mm-hmm. which led to the California Boxing Hall of Fame, which led to the National Boxing Association that we have now. Yep. And Don was a fine gentleman, and he really was a keen businessman.
Don was a godfather without a doubt. And of course, I remember when I emceed one of those Golden State boxing events, and he brought me down there, and Bobby Chacon, he said to me, I want you to give the microphone to Bobby Chacon. And I said to him, are you sure? He goes, yeah. Because, you know, I gave the microphone once to, I won't mention who it was, but he didn't talk too well, and he embarrassed himself. But Chacon went up there, cracked all kinds of jokes, said, guess what? I've got brain damage, and here I am. I mean, that was Bobby Chacon. May he rest his soul. Here's a good Bobby Chacon story you've never heard before. He's getting a massage in Sacramento, California. His manager, Sid Tenner, gets him a massage. So he's nude with a towel around his butt, and he falls asleep, and when he wakes up, the masseuse is trying to penetrate him. It's a male masseuse, and he's trying to penetrate him. I'm trying to be clean here, but the bottom line is you can figure out what I'm trying to say, right? So I said to Bobby, you want a massage? And he's at the way, and I said that. He's like, yeah. Yeah, but he says something to Bobby like, are you ready? And Bobby goes, yeah. And before he knew it, Bobby was on the receiving end of something there. So tell me, who are the champions showing up at your event?
That's quite a story, Pedro. Holy moly. Anyway, what did you just ask me?
Because name some of the names showing up at the event on the 14th.
Oh, boy, on the 14th. Let's see. We're going to have Lee Collier, Eva Jones Young. She's a three-times world champion.
Keep going. Listen, you got to, Bill, keep going. Let's roll. Who's going to be there? Come on, let's roll.
Paul Bankey, Albert Davila, Frankie Duarte, Art Frias, Danny Little Red Lopez, Gabe and Rafael Morales, Michael Nunn, Rocky Papil, Armando Muniz, Randy Shields, Andy Price, Mike Weaver, the triplets, too, Floyd, Lloyd, and Troy. Joey Arbio might be there. Ruben Castillo, Zach Padilla might be there. Henry Tillman.
Zach confirmed.
And Zach is confirmed.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was scared of Zach Padilla in 1984. I pulled out of a fight with him. I don't know if you should have me and him in the same room. I'm still scared of the guy.
Hey, listen. He had a unique style, didn't he?
No, he was a Tasmanian devil, and he could punch. And I realized I was coming out to juniors. I said to myself, I'm not ready to fight Zach Padilla in my first open fight. That would have been in Las Vegas. I've been in Reno in the Silver. I forget what it was. Some tournament
Slippers.
Up there. Anyway, but the bottom line is he was a monster. I knew better. And, there's no sense in getting to a ring with a guy that you know is going to kick your ass. That makes no sense whatsoever. It just doesn't.
Well, that's why we honor a contender at our events. We'll get one good contender because without the contenders, because they're getting in the ring and they're always the underdog. And they got the courage, and they go in there, and they give it everything they got. And they're trying to topple the other guy because they want a shot at the title. But those contenders, they're important to boxing, boy. Without them, there'd be no champions.
Oh, Jeff Bumpus, champion.
Yeah, Jeff Bumpus. We honored him last year.
Okay.
World champions he fought.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. So, let's talk about the Commerce Steakhouse, because I saw the Stephen's Steakhouse down there in Commerce, California, because believe it or not, I'm not a meat guy, but their meat was kicking ass. Last time I was there, I think I saw Vicky Carr there in one other event, but the bottom line is that food kicks ass. You picked a nice place.
Yeah, it's we used to have our events there, a number of our events. As a matter of fact, we had Bobby Chacon's celebration of life there.
Yeah.
And they just went over
the back. Even mentioned Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali came to Stephen's Steakhouse to one of our events there. Stephen's, we have a lot of great memories from Stephen's. But our program got too big for the venue there. So we moved over to the Quiet Canyon.
Okay. Now talk to me. How can people get tickets to this event if they want to go? Is it sold out yet?
No, it's not sold out yet. They can still get tickets.
Oh yeah, they're coming in now because that's how everybody is after the Canelo fight. Now people are starting to get their tickets. You know, some of the slow.
I gotta say one thing about your ticket process, okay? Because you know I'm a private investigator and I bill people and they're supposed to send me checks, right? Well, I sent you a thing for a ticket and I got the ticket the next day and I'm wondering if my clients can only pay that fast. That was amazing. I mean, overnight delivery and regular mail.
Well, we try to get it done, and the sooner you get it done, the better, because if there's any glitches, you can have time to take care of them.
Okay, so give me a phone number if people want to get involved in a website.
Okay, I'm going to give this to Linda, because she handles the tickets.
Oh, hi, Pedro. Yeah, the tickets are coming in now. That's usually how it always is, but I would suggest they get them right away, because I do believe we will have a sold-out event. We have a live jazz band. We've got a major package on the Beatles to London that is on the tables for some auction. But anyway, bottom line, we have memorabilia, Gene Aguilera.
But listen, ma'am, I'm running up on a hard break, so I need to push you. Let's talk about where they can get tickets, the website, that kind of stuff.
Oh, the website, NationalBoxingHallOfFame.com. They click on the Stevens event, and they can purchase their tickets online or by mail. It takes all credit cards. And the event's 11 to 3 on Saturday, October 14th. And it's going to be a great gathering of all these champions in boxing community. Carol Steiner from the Main Street Gym. And, I mean, we got Jimmy Gambina. Just a great gathering. It'll be cozy.
Without a doubt, and I will be there. I'll be driving now. In fact, we'll do an hour of WBC TV live from your event. Of course, that is October the 14th. Wish you the very best of luck. We look forward to seeing you there.
Okay. Oh, the WBC belt is going to be there, freely presented to one of the fighters.
Yeah, they should have gave me Jose Suleiman promised me a WBC belt in 1995, and then something happened. Anyway, straight up, have a great trip. We'll see you on the 14th.
Thank you so much, Pedro.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Are you ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE, BYLINE, at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, the words of wisdom, a merchantism. That's what I call those. Straight up, of course, he is the godfather. We spent some time with him in hour number one. He is with me each and every Sunday, probably about 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm, of course, on the early part of the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's just 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, of course. Now, of course, we take it from San Francisco to San Francisco. I bring in Barry on Boxley. Of course, Barry's my ace here in the city by the bay. Come and do us come. Well, the UK. What part of the UK?
Winchester.
Winchester? Yeah. Where's that?
It's about 60 miles southwest of London.
Okay.
Yeah. Little town, cathedral town.
Okay. Before we get to boxing, the Beatles are the biggest thing to ever come out of England, weren't they?
Yeah, I would say so, but I prefer the Stones, though.
But you're a Stones guy?
Yeah.
Are you?
I like both, but I like the Stones. Yeah.
Brian Jones drowned. Did he drown or did somebody kill him?
I have no idea. It's a tough one, huh? He was pretty messed up, so possible that he drowned.
I did a lot of... Okay. But here's what's up, though. I mean, they tell you not to do drugs, right? I mean, this is what they tell you not to do drugs. And then you look at Keith Richards and you say to yourself, this guy's been doing drugs his entire life. What's up with that?
Yeah, he's got some constitution, huh? He even falls out of palm trees, doesn't he?
I've never ever seen a guy party quite like he has. I mean, he's still rocking and rolling, still doing his thing. He puts on a good show, still, without a doubt.
For
now,
sure.
Let's switch gears. Some upcoming fights, of course. In the history of boxing, when the linear world heavyweight champion takes part in an exhibition or a match or anything like that, and he gets hurt, he gets knocked out, the title is sort of like taken away. That's the way it's always been in, as far as linear titles are concerned. Now, these sanctioning bodies have changed their opinions on things. And Mauricio Suleiman said last week, no, he won't be stripped. He sort of danced around at this and that. But, man, if he gets lit up by this MMA guy, he gets knocked out, the title has to become vacant, don't you think?
I guess it does.
Or give it to the MMA guy?
I think you have to, yeah. It's his first pro fight, so it's legit if he wins, huh?
I mean, that's a whole lot to think about. Mike Tyson training him, is that hype or is that just, you think Mike Tyson's really training him?
I'm sure he's going to pick up some tricks, but how much is he going to learn in 3 months or whatever he's been training? I don't know.
But he's been a fighter all his life, though. I mean, it wasn't like he's like going from ping pong to boxing.
True enough. When you're just using your hands, I think it's a bit different, isn't it? But the guy can punch, though. There's no doubt about that.
That's his forte, punching. Yeah. I mean, that's his forte, to be able to punch with that right hand. So we'll see what happens. But I've never before experienced a heavyweight title fight being advertised when the heavyweight champion has a prior engagement. I mean, I think that sort of reeks of something's like fishy.
I think Fury's smart. I think he knows the attention that's going to be drawn to this next fight with Ngannou, and it just makes the Usyk fight bigger. And I think he thinks it's going to be easy, so just draws even more attention. So, I think Fury's a smart guy. He knows boxing inside out.
Is he a smart guy, or is he just, as he put it this way, some guys think they're smart, some guys are in control, then they get too smart for their own bridges. You know what I'm saying? Has he gotten to that point? Because he hasn't done spit for me. And I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. He hasn't done anything since the Wilder fights.
No, he hasn't. No.
Nothing.
I think he gave his pals an extra payday. I think he wanted to give Chisora a last payday, big payday.
Chisora should be a zillionaire right now.
Yeah, I'll give it to Chisora. He's fought everyone.
He wants to fight Zil Zhang now. Zil Zhang will light him up like a White House Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. Zil Zhang's dangerous. I mean, I think he beat Hergovich, and he looked great against Joyce.
Those right hooks from the southpaws. That's a heavyweight throwing southpaw hooks. That's scary.
Oh, yeah. And the way Joyce dropped, he was almost face first, wasn't he?
That's scary when a heavy. Listen, here's what's up. I've been hit by right-handers and left-handers, okay? Actually, the hardest I ever hit in my life was by Ernie Chavez in the National Golden Gloves in Las Vegas. He was a left-hander, a southpaw, and we were at 147 pounds. He hit me harder than I was hit by a flashlight when I was in a fight with a policeman. Somebody hit me in the head with a bam, with a flashlight, and that was that's how hard this hit, okay? I mean, I couldn't imagine, being hit like that repeatedly. I just couldn't, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But yet you look at guys that take punishment and take it regularly last night. Of course, Charlo didn't come to fight. You think Charlo came to fight last night?
I think he came to fight, but I think he was he seemed intimidated by Canelo's, just his presence in the beginning. He hadn't even landed much. And I think the first round was a feel-out round, but
Did Charlo ever land a meaningful punch in the fight?
I think he did, actually. He landed a few slashing punches.
Slashing or meaningful?
Yeah, well, he's got that kind of fast, flashy punch, but there's some kick behind it. But I think I don't think he was committing to his punches. That was a problem.
He didn't commit to them, and people are going to get upset for me saying, better run the disclaimer! Anyway, he didn't fight black enough.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm talking about sitting in the center ring using that jab, and you know what? With Canelo, you double up on the jab, and if the second one, if he's coming at you, you crack the right hand. He's there. Barry, he was there last night. I mean, you could hit him with your eyes closed.
Yeah, but I think Charlo wasn't throwing punches partly because I don't think he was confident of hitting Canelo myself. I think he, for a short guy, Canelo's so relaxed now. He's got that kind of Duran Tony thing where he's
but you can relax against guys. You can relax against guys that are naturally 14 pounds heavier, lighter than you, or a guy like John Ryder, who's a brave guy, a brave lad without a doubt, but he isn't the upper echelon of 168 pounds, and he went 12 rounds with him. So I'm trying to say that Canelo went 12 work rounds. He's been work rounds. The last two fights have been work rounds. When's he going to fight somebody good? You mentioned David Benavidez to him. It's like Benavidez is herpes or something like that.
Yeah, he may be building up towards that fight. I mean, he didn't want to fight.
He ain't
Andre
building
either,
up for that fight. So. He don't want that fight.
Yeah, I don't.
He doesn't want. You know what he said last year? I don't fight Mexicans.
I
sent him a note on Facebook and see he's an Ecuadorian and American.
And he fought Chavez Jr. So.
What?
He fought Chavez Jr.
Exactly.
So.
He was willing to do that though because Chavez Jr. was like a shadow of his former self, and that was nothing but a money payday without a doubt.
For sure.
Benavidez, me and Mike Tyson don't agree on a whole lot of things. Yeah, we do. We smoke a lot of weed, but and I don't do the gummies in the ears, that kind of good stuff.
Right, but we
both agree that Benavidez is the guy at 168. That we think he shines harder. We think he's a better guy right now than Canelo is.
Probably right. And I tell you that David Morrell coming up as well is going to be a danger.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because he is like I don't even know. I wouldn't know how to fight him.
What's he got, 8 fights as well?
Yeah, but exactly. But how do you fight him?
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's like got this weird style, and he's almost like a Princeton Seaman Med, but a little bit more straight.
Yeah, he's got a little Roy Jones to him.
Little Roy Jones to him, too.
I feel like he's pretty passive some of the time, but when you hit him and he lets go, I think he's dangerous.
He is the unknown commodity, I think, at 168.
Sure, another few fights.
WBA title holder coming to us out of Cuba, of course. Cuba is famous for bringing over athletes to say they're 22. And they're 32. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, I mean, here's what's up. If you're coming across, on a raft, right? And you hit Miami, and you say to yourself, they say to you, how old are you? 22? 18? 32? 18?
Rigondeaux looks pretty old. He always did look pretty old.
Joel Castlemore, they said he was 32. Yeah. He won the Olympic gold medal back in 1992. I said, 32, more like 92. I mean, I'll drop the Cuban fighters here, but I work with some guys named Diabelis Hurtado, who challenged for the World Junior Welterweight Championship, some guys out of Miami with Harold Smith. I would get these guys up to run in the morning, right? I smelled booze in the truck. The Cubans were big-time boozers.
Really?
Yeah. And Hurtado, I said he was ranked like three by the WBC, 140 pounds. And I said to him, said to Harold Smith, I said, you let these guys drink, blah, blah. So Harold said, you know, you train them in the morning. You're the morning guy. You tell them. So I let these guys know it, right? And the guy says to me, no, man, I have to have a little bit of a drink.
A little sip, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of a drink.
Interesting, He still fought well. He did well against Whitaker.
Well, no, speaking of Whitaker, there's another drunk. There's a guy that showed up. He showed up at every sparring session he had. He was reeking of alcohol.
Later in his career, though, surely.
No, early in his career.
Really?
Yeah, he had a drink, but he had a bad Coke problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that one time when he did a 911 call, and the girlfriend goes, he's doing cocaine on the bathroom floor. Never a good thing when the old lady calls him, he's doing cocaine on the bathroom floor, and I'm scared.
You still couldn't hit the guy, though.
No, you couldn't. Best defensive fighter in history?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, you could say Willie Pep as well, going way back. But
And I don't mention that other guy. You know, the guy that's 50-0, the guy with the guy. Yeah, I don't mention him at all.
He's got to be up there.
He's a turd. He's a turd. I mean, has ever been you know, people say to me, you know, he beat guys like Juan Manuel Marquez. Marquez was like 126-pounder, fought him at 147 for the money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what all that was all about. But all the fights that Mayweather had, he promised us exciting fights. And I'm going to knock this guy out. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And then when the first bell rang, the excitement stopped.
I know. I was at that Corrales fight back in, 20-odd years ago, and that was there.
But let me tell you about Mr. Diego Corrales. Corrales was a nut. Corrales had severe mental problems, okay? I mean, I was with him before he had the breakdown, before he brought the old lady up and down the stairs involuntarily by her hair. Okay, right, that was in Sacramento. Right. That's why he went to jail.
That was just before the Mayweather fight.
Yeah, it was before the Mayweather fight. And then the Mayweather fight, he wasn't training. He had to pay off some money as far as some fines were concerned, so he was going to jail. So there was nothing in it for him whatsoever, okay? And, of course, then they put him in with the Castillo fight. So the first Castillo fight was damaging. It was the most damaging fight I think I've ever seen. I mean, the residual – I mean, you see that was worse than – that was like a beating with a baseball bat.
I actually watched that on the corner of the Condor Bar, and I walked out thinking Castillo won, but I went home and scored it, and I gave it to Mayweather. So – I thought Mayweather.
Mayweather.
What's
Castillo
that? Sat down pen and paper.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Castillo and Casamayor, okay, and Diego Corrales when they hooked
it up.
Oh,
that fight. Sorry,
fight.
Okay,
course,
okay. That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
and they
but they put him back in the ring 3 months later. They put him back in training 6 weeks later. Diego Corrales, and you wonder why he ended up effed up.
Castillo didn't make weight either, did he?
I don't think he made weight. Something was up with that.
Castillo is super underrated.
But that doesn't matter, man. You listen. It's like Earl Spence. Earl Spence got in that car accident, right?
Yeah.
Then he got in another car accident with Terence Crawford, right? So now they're going to push him in front of a bus.
Yeah, I don't like him carrying on with his career at all. I thought he looked terrible against Ugas. People raved about that fight, but I thought he was getting hit cleanly. If Ugas had a little bit more pop, he would have won that fight. He buckled him over in that little moment before the mouthpiece incident. He had him buckled over. People didn't seem to notice. Spence looked shot in that fight, I thought.
You know, I put some pressure on Larry Merchant regarding Noah Inouye, have him coming across the pond and making a big splash here in the United States. And Larry was sort of like, I couldn't figure out why. But I think he'd come over here, and especially like if he fought in San Francisco. Holy cow.
Yeah,
you're saying the Asian population, this and that. I don't have to go to Vegas. Let's fight here in the city by the bay. I think they'd make a fortune. I just think they would.
I'd love to go see that guy fight.
Unlike the Regis Progress Devin Haney fight, they're going to hold it at the Chase Center for big money, and they're going to put it on pay-per-view. How many people are going to watch that? Six?
Yeah, I don't see Haney being a pay-per-view guy, to be honest. Progress is an exciting fighter. I'm pretty high on Progress.
But Haney,
I think he beat Taylor.
In that one fight where you lost?
It could have gone either way, but I scored it for Progress.
You know, that was the big surprise for me was the fact that he lost to Josh Taylor, because Josh Taylor is really limited. Josh Taylor would have had problems winning the Golden Gloves over here. He just would have.
He had a great run before that fight.
He had a great run, and he was very selective as far as his opponents are concerned, and he always had a big size advantage.
Yeah, I mean, he drains to get down. I don't think he wants to go up to welterweight, does he? But I thought he did really well in the run-up to that fight.
Well, I got news for you. The difference between junior welterweight and welterweight Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's a big jump.
I mean, you know, you think you're cool. I remember when I was fighting the junior welterweight, and I said, made 141. I said, I don't want to make this weight anymore, blah, blah, blah. So everybody says, just go up to 147. You win titles at 147, Golden Glove titles at 147, blah, blah, blah. So I went down to the valley and beat a bunch of farmers and hobos and guys like that down there in the valley. And Fresno, Martin, Salinas, places like that, Modesto. And they put me in the National Golden Gloves against a guy that was could really fight at 147 pounds. And he almost killed me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can imagine the difference.
8 pounds. Yeah. I'm telling you, whoa. When I got up the second time, he knocked me down twice. When I got up the second time, I looked across the ring, Barry. There was 8 of them. And then there was 3 referees. So I got 11
not
people.
Not good odds.
But there's 11 people in the ring there. There's only, including me, that's 12, right? There should only be three.
It's getting crowded.
It's getting crowded, exactly. So the referee said, do you want to continue? And I said, no, common sense. I said, no. 99% of the guys would say, oh, I'm okay.
When you're done.
And continue. All right. So Dubois, didn't Usyk lose his value in the Dubois fight, don't you think, when he went down from that?
A little bit. But that was a tough call. That was a confusing little moment.
Luis Pabon, man, the actor, the referee, he's a co-conspirator.
He messed it up there. Yeah.
Hey, listen, are you hurt? No, I'm good. I'm ready to go. No, take some more time. Yeah. Say what? I'd have thrown the pen across the ring and say, what? I mean, imagine this. I'm in the other corner, and I'm watching this spit go down. And I'm saying to myself, hey, man, this ain't kosher. Referee, it's like the referee, are you making love to this guy or what? Bottom line is, we got to go to a break. That's what the impeccable one's telling me. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back and conclude things with Barry on Boxing right after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508.
800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
That was my foray into the world of the Rockford Files. I kid you not, me and Jim Garner, we go back a long ways. Not. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. Coming up next week, October the 7th, Lee Wood versus Josh Warrington, us on the Zone. Barry on boxing, how do you see that?
I see that for Lee Wood. I think it's going to be a good fight, but I think he's a much better puncher. He punches straight. And I think Warrington's probably a little long in the tooth now.
Okay, also October the 7th on the Zone, Zerto Ramirez versus Joe Smith. Zerto Ramirez couldn't spell fight if you gave him the letters. He just couldn't. Somehow he went undefeated for a long time, but he can't fight much.
Yeah, Bivol smacked him around pretty good. But I think he can fight, and that's an interesting fight. I think he's got the frame for cruiserweight. They're fighting a cruiserweight.
Yeah, he's got a big old frame.
Yeah, but Joe Smith can punch. So.
Joe Smith, without a doubt.
Yeah.
What? Is Terrence Crawford the best fighter pound for pound in boxing right now, or is Inouye?
I think Inouye. I think he's a little closer to his prime, and I think he just has natural power. I think it's very close. 1A, 1B, but I go Inouye.
Thank you so much, Barry, on boxing. This has been Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv and, of course, the WBC TV channel. I want to thank the Jockamans down there in Dallas, Texas. I want to thank Mauricio Soleimani. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Don't forget, often imitated but never duplicated, this is Ring Talk.